You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How did your significant other propose? Was it a big over-the-top proposal that they knocked out of the park? Was it something super casual? Were they drinking? Can you propose while you're drinking? 855-444-6342. I want to know if your significant other just crushed the proposal, like knocked it out of the park, or you're like, my proposal sucked, I made him redo it, or my proposal sucked and it didn't matter. Because it's just a proposal and now we're married. Like, how much weight is put on the proposal? 855-444-6342. So it's 855-444-MEGA. Hannah, your friend got proposed to and you hate it because there was alcohol involved.
Yeah, so my friend got proposed to when she was like very, very drunk. And she ended up saying yes. And
with a real ring?
With a real ring. It was a real proposal. They had been dating for years. So okay. Like, this was something that has been, like, you know, awaited for.
So this wasn't like, hey, baby, I'm wasted, want to get married. This was like,
no,
we're out partying, and this is how the proposal, this was almost like a planned party proposal kind of thing. It was supposed
well,
to
wait,
have liquor.
I don't really know that it was planned.
Oh, like, you felt like, oh, because
as an outsider?
Not a crazy thing, because my cousin, I feel like that's how my cousin got proposed to, is he had the ring, was planning on proposing, and then they were drinking and having a good time, and they were having such a fun night, and they did it at home. So, and he was like, I just had a good buzz, the feeling was right, the vibe was right, and so I went in the room and got the ring and then proposed in the living room. That's how he did it. So it's not crazy to think that maybe the same thing kind of happened to your friend.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a little liquid courage.
Liquid courage. Yeah. Do you think it was like that?
I hate that. I don't know. Maybe it was like, maybe he was like, man, I've been dating her, I got, you know, the parents down my neck asking when I'm going to propose, and maybe he just got so flustered that he just did it while they were drinking at the pool. But to me, that would really bother me. Like, why do you need liquid courage to ask me? Just ask me, like, in a regular way. If someone proposed to me while I was drunk and drinking, I would be upset.
Were they at, like, a family party?
Like a friend party.
Like a friend party, like a group of people.
Yes.
And then he,
boom,
just proposed.
Yes.
At the party?
Yes.
Huh.
In front of the people.
Oh, in front of the... And he had the ring, though.
Yes, he had the ring.
And do you
to
think,
me,
Kim,
that just is like...
You think he has to do a redo?
Think he has to do a redo. I'm thinking more like this. Okay, they've dated long enough to kind of know each other's habits, and they kind of know what kind of a drunk the other person is.
That's
so
funny.
So if you're one of those happy-go-lucky drunks, you know that if you're that way, and so is your significant other to be, you know, or now your bride-to-be, you propose, you probably already kind of guess the reaction. She's going to feel great. She's already good. If she's a mean drunk, you don't want to do that.
You
yeah.
get a no.
No. You're, yeah.
Anyone ever have to redo the proposal? Do you think if there was alcohol involved, you should redo it? So like, hey, you got the yes while you were drunk, but you need a sober yes too. Do you have to do a second proposal? 855-444-MEGA. So give us a call at 855-444-6342. How did your proposal go, and did you have to redo it because you were intoxicated? Do you have to redo it if you're drunk, or are you just like, vibes are good, people are feeling right, and you got proposed to? 855-444-6342. Sometimes I think people want those type of proposals where you need a little liquid courage. Mm-hmm. It was in party mode. You're at the happiest you've ever been. The night was awesome. I told you, I think that's how my cousin proposed. They were out drinking. They had a great night. They were so happy. And he went back in the closet. He had the rings like, tonight's the night.
Everything, I hope they remember that.
Everything is feeling right. So that's why I proposed. Hannah's friend got proposed to, and they were drinking. Hannah's like, you... Yeah, sorry, his friend. He's not a cousin. The
I don't need
name.
To get in any more trouble with that.
Yeah, Hannah's got a cousin who hates me, I think. So I can't
they
say
were
the
drinking
word,
so much.
I can't
now
say the word cousin anymore. Hannah's cousin yeah. literally is like despises me. And so if I say cousin, I'm in trouble with Hannah's family. I meant friend, but cousins, friends are all the same thing. But there was alcohol involved, and Hannah's like, you can't propose if there's alcohol involved.
No, you can't. I when I saw these pictures, I was like, oh my gosh, I would be so upset if I was drunk and someone proposed to me. I just feel like it's less sincere. What if?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They want to take it back. I just feel like even if they've been together a long time and you're almost expecting a proposal, I would be let down.
When I proposed to my wife, I called the school we went to high school at because we were high school sweethearts. I called them every day for 3.5 months trying to get approval because we didn't even live there at the time to me to go into the school when no one was around and decorate and put lights up and candles up and put pictures of us. And we walked down memory lane. It was over the top. And I'm like, was that too much? Do you want it to be like that?
That is great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Tell her that.
That needs to be like scripted in a Hallmark movie or something.
Maybe Rebecca's too. Rebecca, how does your significant other propose?
I thought we were going to dinner with my parents, and he went outside for a work call and called me out. And I knew stuff was going on at work, so I was like, didn't think anything of it. And I went out there, and he had a puppy, and he proposed with a new puppy.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you
her
like it?
Said, yeah, her caller said, will you be my mom? And it said, or it said, hi, mom, my name's Toast. And it said, will you marry my dad?
Dang, you went all in. He was like, here, we're going to get married. We're getting the puppy. We're getting everything.
All the steps at once. Was it a cute dog?
Yes. So cute. She's a Morkie named Toast. We had lost our other dog a few months before. And so I kept coming home, like, when we were drinking and being like, I need a dog. And then he had this plan the whole time and kept putting me off. And so, yeah, it was perfect.
You get a dog with a husband attached. Yeah. That's how that works.
Yes. So dinner was canceled and we went straight home.
I was going to say, did you bring the dog into dinner?
No, I was like, can we please go home? And he's like, yeah, that's where we're going.
Toast, look at that. I'm so happy for you guys. Kelsey, how did your significant other propose?
All right. So I thought these were funny proposals, not cute ones with puppies. But
Kelsey,
I think we love a good variety. Yes. We love a good variety.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, it is my husband. So the proposal works. But we had only been dating about 9 months, never even said I love you. We made a trip to New York and we were on our way to a Broadway show walking through Central Park. And we climbed up on this rock and he comes over to me and says, hey, come here. I need to talk to you.
Oh.
And I instantly start freaking out. Yeah, because what does that mean? That means I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah.
I brought you to Central Park to dump you.
I would instantly, like, die.
Yes. Yeah. So my gut just dropped. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to finish this trip with this guy who's going to break up. And then I don't even know what else was said after that. But then he did ask me to marry him. And I was so caught off guard that I said, I guess so.
That is so real.
I love that. Kelsey, we appreciate you.
So here we are 13 years later.
There you go. I guess so. Guess it worked out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's get one more of these. Ashley, how did your proposal happen?
Yeah, so my now husband, I told him, like, I had a whole bunch of criteria, but the biggest thing was I really wanted to be surprised. So he actually worked with his sister to make me think that I was planning his surprise birthday party. And so
he thought, you gotta plan my surprise birthday party?
You're planning your own engagement.
Man, yes. This man really is a genius. Wow. All right.
I did. So I picked tactical laser tag because I thought I was planning a surprise birthday party for him. So our engagement pictures are, he went and got and changed, like, into a suit, and I'm in tactical laser gear, like, full tactical laser gear getup, and he's in a suit. Proposed to me down on one knee with all of our friends that we were playing laser tag with.
Did you have to, like, take off your mask and give him a kiss?
We just had the headbands on, so luckily no mask. But yes, there's a picture of me with, like, a big, like, laser tag gun hanging off of my shoulder kissing him.
Oh my God, you have to send that to us.
Yeah, send it to us.
Will you send it to us?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, my God, I love that. There's nothing better than, like, you know, like, most women, they say you have to have your nails done, you want to look good.
Yeah, me.
Like, yeah, Hannah. Ashley's like, I just wanted to not have a gun dangling from my neck. Thank you so much.
It was really the best.
Oh, I love that. Hold on so we can get that picture.